Is one of those parashas that's packed. There's many yisoides on the parasha. I apologize, but I'm not going to go in order. There are things I want to get to, and what I promised Desi. So I'm going to start by promised Desi. I got it out of order, but there's a very interesting Rashi that I want them to see. It's in Perichov Dalid in Pasuk Hey. Kavod Ezi Shana Rishona. I want to show you a beautiful chayyim posh gishmak of shadim Rashi. It says tiyikach ishish chadasha. If a man will take a new wife, lo yetei batzava, he shouldn't go out to the army. Lo yavro love lechol dafri, he shouldn't leave her for anything. Not a business trip, not to go to yeshiva. He has no right to leave. Noki yiel beisai, he has to be clean for his house, to be veiled for his wife. He needs a head to the leave shan achas for a whole year. No. It's a din in the Torah, it's a chiv, like Sheikh Esther, it's a chiv in the Torah. The person has to be available for his mishpacha. He needs a heter to leave his house. V'simach es ishto shalokach. He has to make his wife happy, a shalokach that he acquired. Now, just derech agav, the Chazanish paskin, paisik var, chayr var tkufa. Chazanish said this pasuk, the chiv derais is for 5 years. Yeah, Chazanish paskin. And it's varm pshutim, and that was in his times. Today it's 10 years. I'm sure that's lovely cross. Svara, today, not for now. Why? The Nishan Rishayin, I'll explain. For those that it's not like us, it's not like it. 10 years, the Chid Raisa. The person needs a head to leave his house, not to be with his mishpacha, not to give chizik his mishpacha. He needs a head to not to be there for his mishpacha. Shtar get, he needs it. It's not so easy to find it. But I want is a Rashi. Rashi says, this is what I want to show Ezi. Look at the Rashi v'simach. Half like a Rashi. Rashi says, v'simach, yismach es ishtoi, make his wife happy, v'targumai. And the targum says, v'yachti, which means to make happy, yas itzei, make his wife happy. V'amitargem, I'm not a baki in chumash, but I've never seen, I don't think I've ever noticed Rashi say this. Rashi says, v'amitargem, somebody who says the targum as follows, v'yachti imitzei toyehu, he makes a mistake, she'ein zeh targum shol v'simach, el shol v'samach. That would be v'samach, not v'simach. I'm not a baki in chumash. I haven't noticed Rashi do this too many times. Rashi says, if somebody says a different targum, you're wrong. What's Rashi talking about? Rashi is talking to Western society. Western society learned the wrong chat in the pasuk. The pasuk says v'simach es ishtoi. In the West, you have people who say that I'm not going to take care of my wife. I don't see what she does for me. I'm not getting happiness out of the marriage. What does she do for me? They can't. I find she's not nice to me. All different reasons why they're not being good to their wife, their spouse, with all different tainas. Zok Rashi, West, listen, you're targeting the pasuk wrong. You think the pshat is v'simach imishtoi. You think you're supposed to be happy together. Cause man, it's a deal. I'm happy. She's happy. Tzamen. We have to make sure we're both happy. You read the pasuk wrong. You're a toyer. It's v'simach es ishtoi. Your avoidance makes her she's happy. Your avoid is not to see imishtoy to make sure I'm also getting, it's a good deal here. But both the simach es ishtoy, your job is yasid, say, read the tiger, read the pasuk zakrashi. Somebody's metagim is a toye, the etzim is a toye. He's making a mistake in this, he's a warped person, he's a toye. He thinks pshat yachdi imitzei, that it's supposed to be together, be happy with your wife. V'simach imishtoi, zakrash, you don't have to read pasuk chumash, that's v'samach. That's tzuzamen. V'simach es ishtoi, his avoid is to make sure his wife's happy. His avoid is to concentrate, it's not about trachting, is he also, what am I getting from it? I don't know, I don't feel. Stop what you feel, stop what you think, stop what am I getting. V'simach es, the day you sign tzuba, the day you give over that tabas, that ring. V'simach es ishtoi, yizkis v'misamech, his wife. Yasetze, his wife. And by the way, if he's going to sign, he'll be plenty happy if he does that. If he does that, you're out of it, he'll be plenty happy. V'simach es ishtoi, read the pasuk. That's one or other parasha. There's a Malbim I discovered this summer, an Eisen Malbim on Perch of Gimel Pasuk of Beis. There's a Rizig Malbim. The Pasuk says, look at the Pasuk, Perch of Gimel Pasuk of Beis. Kisi the Neder Hashem. When somebody makes a Neder to Hashem, v'sa'acher l'shalmoy. Don't delay paying up the Neder. Ki dorish d'shenu Hashem l'kecha me'imach. Hashem is going to seek it from you. Hashem's going to be toyveya you. Don't be ma'achra, don't delay paying now which you are obligated yourself to pay. Hashem's going to be teiveya, ne'imach from you. V'hoi b'chachet, you can have a sin. Zavta Gemara, this lashon darsh yishen Hashem l'kecha ne'imach. If you delay paying up what you owe, carbon, how long, Rabbi say Yoiver, how long is delaying a carbon? Do you learn the Rosh Hashanah, it's Nageya? How long? What are we asking based on the Mishnah? Three regalim. You have three regalim. The three regalim in order. Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot. If a guy promises to bring a carbon Sukkot time, you have the Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot. If he doesn't pay up, he's over allowed. Baltach. From the fact that it says Hashem will seek it, Me'imach, so the Gemara dashes the word Me'imach, that it's also going on payah. Why is it going on payah? Because by tzedakah, it says it's an ani imach, the ani with you. And it says, Imach, here Hashem will seek it. Hashem will teveya me'imach from you. So it says, me'imach, me'imach from you. It's going on payah also. Somebody delays taking off payah, separating payah, so you're about to achim. It's a Gemara. A drasha, Gemara Nedarim, we're going to learn in the winter. So I don't know about you, I always like knowing the drasha. So the Malbim, this is where the Malbim is king. I like knowing the drushes. Come on. The Torah says the word, it says don't delay paying up a carbon. And it says the word, Hashem will be tovei ne'imach from you. And it says by payah from you. So we say from you, ne'imach. So there's delaying of paying a payah. Why does the Bar Yoyim hint to it in such a way? Why does me'imach mean payah? It says punkt by tzaka, it says me'imach with you. Punkt over here, it says me'imach with you. What's being said here? Why does me'imach represent payah? Why, you know, payas? The corner of the field, when a guy harvests his field, he cuts, so he has to leave part of his field for the aniyah. There's no shear in the rice, how much? That's what I'm saying, like, shear, payah. There's no shear. He has to leave after he cuts, he has to leave a corner of his field as payah. That's not loch, he has to leave a corner of his field as payah. Yeah, we'll see in the dharma. I don't want to discuss that. There is a shear, it's not. We'll see in the dharma. No. But kisra dvarim, that's the chiyah payah. You leave the corner, the aniyah come and they harvest. So it says may esa ani imach ani with you. That, so we say pay. That's going on tzedakah. So we say since it's by pay is also in tzedakah, and it says here Hashem will seek it may imach. There's baal ta'ach of delaying payah. Why is imach payah? What's happening here? Why did the Rebbeinu Shel good? It's a hint. It's a, why did the Rebbeinu Shel hint like this? So I saw an eyes in the mouth. What's the difference of Rabbi Yisai between leket, shechah, and peyah, which imach is going on all three, and every other type of tzedakah? What's the fundamental difference, David, between peyah and tzedakah? Tzedakah is the pshat, there's a giver and a taker. You go to the ani, you say, here's $5. So you're the giver, he's the receiver. There's a giver and a receiver, that's tzedakah. Peyah is the pshat, that you don't give the ani anything. Pay as you leave a quarter of the field over, and the ani takes it. What's the difference? The difference, Yitzis, I always feel when a new person moves to a community, this is a beautiful mushroom, it's a beautiful vineyard over here. Every Jewish stud in the world, every Yiddish stud. So when a new family moves in, or a lady has a child, or some reason, circumstances, so the ladies and tzaddikas get together and they cook for that person. They send over food. I always feel, especially by a new person in the community, that's unbelievable chesed. I always feel it's not the best chesed. The best chesed is coming to suda by you. The best chesed is coming to them. When the pshat is to send the food, not always the practical, I'm all that moving in. To me, the real system should be that a person who's the town, they eat by the people's houses, they're invited. They should talk and be encouraged to come. I'm all it's not convenient. Different reasons, but why do I feel that way? And I said, before I saw this problem, I felt this way. I always felt the pshat when you give is that I'm a taker. The pshat is you send over, there's a giver and a taker. You have to come on to you, I'm lower than you. Okay, you give me thank you, I appreciate it. I'm a taker. The pshat and invitation to come join me is I got food on my table, come join me. I'm not giving, you're not taking. The Gemara, you'll see in the Darim, declares if that's called giving to the guest, Gabi Helchasam, Neder Hanah. The pshat and somebody eating over by the house, the pirish, there's food on my table, they're banish long every bracha, come join in with me. I see food on my table, the soup, it's yours as well as mine. The pirish of Peya is the Rebbeinu Shalom gave me bracha. You're also entitled to my bracha. Nem with me, or come take with me. I'm not a giver, you're a taker. The Rebbeinu Shalom is the Gnosing. Come along, take with me. That's the Yisayin of Peya. The Yisayin of Peya is not that the Ani, that the Rebbeinu Shalom gave me something, and I find an Ani, and he also, I find him, and I give him something. Then this is not the Yisayin of Peya. That's stuck up. There is such a need to be a giver and a taker, but he feels like a taker. The Yisayin of Peya is the Rebbeinu Shalom gave bracha. It's not just for me, I'm Makir, it's not just for me. The Rebbeinu Shalom put it by my field, it's as much for you as for me. And maybe he gave me a bracha because of you. It might be more for you than for me. The Chavis Avamis quotes Pesukim, that the Rebbeinu Shalom gives money to an Ashir, the Chavis quotes Pesukim, the Rebbeinu Shalom Alein says, I don't know if I gave it to him. He might have given it just as much to the other guy. The Rebbeinu Shalom knew, the Rebbeinu Shalom's Yedei HaKoyel, he knows he's a giver, and he gives to other people, so the Rebbeinu Shalom put it in his bag, that's a good place to get to Yenim. The Rebbeinu Shalom gave it for Yenim. That's the Yisayid Peya. Come join me, I'm not giving you. Imach, with me. The Yisayid Peya is that word Imach. It's not a cute thing that says Imach, it's Ani Imach. The Ani with you. You're not you give to the Ani. It's Ani Imach, he's with you. Come join with me. The Rebbeinu Shalom gave bracha, you're entitled as much as me. Please take. That's the Yisayid Peya, so Ani Imach, he's with you. You're not giving to him. Not give to the Ani. It's the Ani Imach, he's with you, he's as much as you. Take, Nemzach. That's the Pirush, it's the Hashem will be Teveya Me'imach. Me'imach from with you. From that mitzvah which is called with you. Hashem's Teveya. It's not some cute, the word Imach it says by Tzaka. The word Imach, the Yisayid, is the mitzvah Peya. That's the Yisayid of the mitzvah Peya. That the Ani is with you, together. It's a different mentality, talking even in giving tzedakah. Even in giving tzedakah can be given in such a peya de geifen. We don't have fields, but we can do peya today also. It's a different mentality in giving. It's a mentality of imach, you're as entitled as I am. Imach, nemzach. The Rebbeinu Shalom gave bracha, it's more for me than for you. Because punkti put it in my field, stay there. I have a field, you don't have a field, that's why it's my field. You had a field, the Rebbeinu Shalom put it in your field. Nemzach, take. It's a different daher in tzedakah, that's imach. That's the Yisayid of Peya. That's why Me'imach, it's not Stam, that punk that says it by Peya. That uptash is Peya in one word. There's a mitzvah in the Torah that for some reason I took it upon me to spread this mitzvah. I'll tell you why, because I think there's a lot to learn from the mitzvah. But it's probably one of the least known mitzvahs. Nobody who's been here before is allowed to answer. But any new bacher can answer. And I don't think I found one bacher who knew what this pasuk meant. I think I'm batting over so far. A bacher who knew, there's a mitzvah, one of the 613, and I challenged that one new bacher to know what this mitzvah is. I don't think there's been one exception. So far, we're batting over, but not just here. Anywhere I've asked, nobody has known what this mitzvah is. And I'll read you the words. Let me tell you. The mitzvah, the words of the mitzvah are, V'yosei tielucha ala zanecha. You know, the mitzvah to take an esrog. It's also one of the 613. Is Yosei tielucha ala zanecha. Let's look at it inside so that people have a shadow of what the mitzvah is. It's on, it's in Perich of Gimel, Pasuk Yud Gimel, Pasuk Yud Aleph. Let's read from Pasuk Yud, it starts the parasha. He says to the Machdal, oh, the truth is, just be Pasuk Yud Aleph, then I'll go back and we speak right away. Pasuk Yud Aleph, the mitzvah. V'yosei tiyalucha ala zanecha. Mitzvah deraisa. Is anybody, any new bacher here, could tell me what this, one of the 613, what this mitzvah, Yosei tiyalucha ala zanecha is? What? It's a mitzvah, I say. Yosei tielucha ala zanecha. What's the mitzvah, Rabbi say? 6:13. Anil? Yosei tielucha ala zanecha. There's a mitzvah that writes, Rabbi say, when you go out to war, you have to have a shovel on top of your weaponry. Besides Yosei Tielcha, some sort of shovel, Ala Zanecha, on top of your weaponry. Besides carrying weapons, a Jewish soldier has to carry a shovel. The basic fundamental principle, I'm going to explain of war, the basic, explain, and then I'll explain what the Indian go on here. The basic principle of war in the old days, today it's less relevant. In the old days, the basic winning of war is about being light-footed. Today, war is long distance. They have bombs and you send missiles. And fast speed is, speed matters only in technology, not really running speed. It's much less relevant. It's still relevant, less relevant. Back then, when war was hand-to-hand combat, arrows at best, mostly swords and things like that, speed was the utmost important. So you travel light. You don't travel heavy. And every Jewish soldier, when he's marching, the army marched, so you have a big knife and a sword or something in the back. And clanking against their back is a shovel. Yosei tia, some sort of shovel. Ala zanecha, besides your mitzvah deraisa. You're at war, you have a shovel besides your weapon. What's a shot? In case the guy uses the facilities, so you should do it in a nikiyastik eifel. You should clean up. You should be in a shot. What's the shot? It's a mitzvah deraisa. It's a knife. It's a pirush. The time of war is the pirush that people lose their das. The time of war is a tendency to lose their brains. I once read an account by a frum yid of Normandy. He describes what happened at Normandy Beach when the soldiers landed. He's a soldier. And he describes war. I never in my life understood what war means. He says that you have no control of your body. He says that a person hears himself screaming. Everybody's screaming, you hear yourself screaming, you're not controlling, you're just screaming. He says everybody uses the facilities. Everybody. Just the things happen. You lose total control of body. And the pirush of the Jewish soldier to the Jew is an emphasis of das, of always being controlled, of brains, of the body, of the mind controlling the body, that the yid doesn't lose his focus l'fnei Hashem. There's no time, he's just uncontrolled, he's not, never a behemoth. So the Jewish soldier, to me, it's such an inspiring mitzvah that the Jewish soldier, they're marching along and everybody has a shovel clanking against his back. A mud no sight. You carry in that sword, use the man, but it happens, whatever happens. They carry a shovel as the purest human dignity. You're an Adam, you're a Ben Adam. Das, you're not a behemoth, you're a Ben Adam. You're Lufnei Hashem, Tara, Kedusha, cleanliness. You're Lufnei Hashem, the Yosei Tiyoch Hazanecha. And the emes, that's the whole parsha. Everyone sees the parsha. He said, "Say machna leivecha." In the army, the American army, the tremendous. There's priests all over the country, but in proportion, in the army, there was a scandal about 10 years ago. The Iraq army, a terrible scandal of terrible averes. And it was funny, it was almost comical, because Bemis, anybody who knows anything, knows it exists in the army forever. But we live in the media age, as if they're discovering new things. In the army, this tremendous, it's a time where people lose their das. In a time of war, people are afraid. They lose their adam, they become behemoths. They lose their dignity. The people, death all around. And they lose human dignity. It's a time of terrible averis. Anybody who knows anything knows it's a time of terrible preachers, terrible chatoim. Because people become behemoths. But he says, it's not them. In any matzah, we retain our adam. We're ben adam, we're lufnei Hashem. Say machna levecha. When you go into war on your enemies, v'neshmarti mikol dover ra, be careful of anything bad. Ki yeh b'cha isha lo yeh atar mikra layla v'yotza l'chutz l'machna. Let him leave the machna, yobel toycha machna, you're b'nei adam. You're not behemoth, not hefker, not just any thought, any sach, you're b'nei adam. But you'll lift nice erev, and we'll be in the evening, yirchas mamayim, let him go to the mikvah, u'kibay ha-shemes, yobel toycha machna, you come back to the machna. The facilities, the bathroom should be outside the machna. Because your machna is kadosh. Where you live is kadosh, you're lufnei Hashem. And all tikkunos, you're lufnei Hashem. A mitzvah deraisa, have a shovel on top of your weaponry. When you're outside the chafartava, dig with it, the shavta, return the kisisa seisecha, and cover that which you use, your ben adam, under all tekufas. Ki Hashem alaykecha misalat ger machanecha. Yid, don't forget, your Rabbi Shalom is b'ker machanecha. Your Rabbi Shalom in all tekufas is with you. The Yid never forgets it. Not in war, not in peace, not any time. The Yid doesn't forget. Ki Hashem alaykecha misalat b'ker machanecha. Your Rabbi Shalom is around you. Latzilcha to save you. Make sure wherever you settle is kadosh lufnei Hashem. The Yid always in Allah Tukumas remember is lufnei Hashem. At all times, even in Muhammad, not after Muhammad, even in Muhammad. His machna always has to, his surroundings always have to represent that he knows he's lufnei Hashem. He always has to be makir. It's a makam kadosh. Wherever he is a holy place. And he's sitting in a dorm. And chas v'shalom to say dvarim that aren't shaltusha, but machanecha kadosh. Wherever he is, there's no time, there's no makam yisugal. I picture the dorm as the place of Muhammad. There's no makam yisugal. The guy's not pedas. Here we shmooze 3 a.m. without brains. And we talk about chol rachman machanecha kadosh. In any matzah, the yes to remember is lufnei Hashem. Any matzah, wherever he is, there's no place that this is war. This is not about das. This is a time when everybody loses their brains. This is a dorm. This is not yeshiva. In the stands, a makom kadosh. To say that yeshiva, I have to act a certain way. But now the dorm is a little laid back. I can look at a magazine. Rachman Litzlan. I can look. V'ayamachanecha kadosh. Even in makom olchama. The makom that the most mesugal to lose das. There also, ki Hashem lekech mesarek, the Rebbeinu Shem says, yeah, the Rebbeinu Shem bedafka is there also. Ki Hashem lekech mesalech b'kerem machanecha. The Yid knows shibisi Hashem l'ned b'yisamin. Even in those matzavim that in the world they think, okay, here's a laid back makom, and here's a place I can let down a little. V'ayu machanecha kadosh. The Rebbeinu Shem, even in those places that the person sometimes feels, Here's not. It's not the base medrash. It's not the base knesses. No, but machanecha kadosh. In that place also, ki Hashem lekecha misarik b'kerem machanecha. The Rebbeinu Shem is there also. The human being has to retain a kavod adam. Has to retain a helikite. Has to retain that he's the ben adam. He's lufnei Hashem. That's the pirush of this mitzvah. And that's what when every Jew would watch the Jewish army march by. With Washi Sadiqim and see the shuffle clank around in the back and wonder that a soldier is supposed to travel light, this is the thoughts that would occur to them. And in reading this Lepsukim, these are our thoughts. Kadosh, that the human dignity, the covered Adam, the person who retains, there's no matziv, that the person just loses that dignity, loses that telekite. Amal Bein Azmanim, I'm not coming to say an exact amount. There's a time a bachur feels that he has to let out. Because there's such a musik bachur. Certainly people need breaks. But there's a point of prikas oil. The person, each person, kitiv mashu, I'm not coming to pass in all sprika soil. But a person has to remember, yimachanecha kodesh in every matzav. Yossi tielcha lazanecha. He has to feel that the shovel clanking on his back, that question is yimachanecha kodesh. Even in those places that he question needs a break, he feels he's not in the base medrash, but he has to make sure he's lefnei Hashem in yeder mol, in every place, wherever he is. Ki Hashem olikech himself per machanecha. He always has to remember, even in benoik shavoylam, I'm on vacation now, it's different now, I'm chilling out. No, your banish, feel the shovel on your back, your banish lam's there. He has to retain a kavod atzmi, he has to retain a helikai, he has to speak with kedusha, he still has to act with kedusha. Vayi machanecha kodesh. There's a mitzvah in the Torah in this week's parasha to build a gad, to make a makom. Find the pasuk. Somebody builds a new house, he has a mitzvah d'oraisa to make a makah, to make a fence. And Allah, not to make a fence. Don't make a dangerous matzah in your house, because the faller will fall from it. So, but first of all, just there, Chazal say, what does it mean the faller will fall? A man will fall. Now, he's not a faller until he falls. The man falls, then he's a faller. He's not a faller, doesn't fall. Yipal and Yipal, unless the Torah means the klutz falls. This is a klutz, he's already a faller, he has a chazak to fall other times.
The faller didn't make the fence, that's why he's...
Good, so a man falls, because you don't have a fence. I will have a shtigl klutz, maybe I can relate, a faller falling. It's a klutzy guy falls. The chazal darshan, the Yipal, is that the Rabbeinu Shalom wanted it to happen, it's hashkocha. That when an accident happens, people declare this should've, could've, would've. It's not hashkocha, Yipal and Yipal, he's a faller. The Rebbe Shlom made it happen. It's the Torah's view on Tzaras. Ki Yipal and Yipal, you look at Rashi, Roy is Yipal, he's right to fall. But still, you don't cause it. He was right to fall, the faller fell. It was the Rebbe Shlom meant it to be. People always declare what should have been. What case can declare what should have been better than a case where you should have had a fence? And I feel uachi, it's the hashkacha. Now, vada, the person has to build a fence for next time. Somebody has to Shlomo Zalman, their kid fell out the second floor window. Okay, running to Shlomo Zalman, what should they do? Give me some takana. Should they fast Mondays, Thursdays? Should they start being Makabel Shabbos on Tuesdays? What should they do? Their kid fell out, the kid survived. They felt that Agam and Ace happened, that it was a... So the Shlomo Zalman said, yeah, I have a Kabbalah to Makabel immediately. So say, tell us, Rebbe. So you'll do it immediately? Immediately? Miyad? Miyad. So Shlomo Zalman said, run to the store quickly and buy bars for the window. So certainly the person's Kabbalah certainly has to be to protect it, to be more careful, there's no question. Maybe that was the chet that's goyim. But with that being said, that there was pshiyah here, it is pshiyah, but k'yipal ha-meifel, still the daheri is the roi zelipal. Still the daheri is, this is what Rebbeinu Shlomo wanted. It's hashkocha. As he and I, the Rizvi Cyrus, as he was driving up, was drove up, Rizvi Cyrus from this maisa, as he drove up, Rebbe to Yeshiva, and he's coming to speak in front of the public. He's coming to speak in front of the masses. And they got stuck in heavy traffic. He was an hour and a half late. Now, the Rebbe believes the Rebbe runs the veld. The Rebbe is a tzaddik. He's a tzaddik yadar. I understand. But the Yetzar is not going to come to the Rebbe. Be nervous. You're late to something to lunch. He said, but the Frumi Yetzar, I'm picturing you sitting in the back seat. The Frumi Yetzar, oy, tirch the tzibura. You feel pressure. You feel bad. You feel like the stomach muscles are tight. Tirch the Yetzar comes from. Tirch the tzibura. It's not bad. Oy, oy. A from Yetzar, the stomach of Rebbe, the Rebbe's Yetzar is a beer down to the floor. But that Yetzar he has. As he is made, I can't do the voice. As he's made, he was calm as can be, smiling. The Rebbeinu Shlom runs the world. The Rebbeinu Shlom runs the world, perfectly calm. Can he pull that rifle? This is what Rebbeinu Shlom wants. Perfectly, that he was smiling. Not like Garnish, smiling and saying, carrying whatever he was doing, learning, saying, filling. Perfectly calm. Came an hour after late to his mission. Embarrassing. It's through me, it's ours. Perfectly calm. Hanoi filled, the Rebbeinu Shlom wants this. Rebbeinu Shlom wants me. It's like, yeah, it's interesting. You always find out why. The Rebbeinu Shlom, I'm a young guy. I found fascinating things happen in life. You end up in a little bit of crazy places. Sometimes you find out why. Sometimes you don't even know why. You don't always find the answer. I was stuck. I was on the way to Chasna, a Bachas Chasna, and I got stuck in another state. And as you go on the way to Chasna, I got stuck in a different place. So when I came back, somebody said to me, what Ashkocha did you see? What did you see? Why were you there? I didn't want to answer. I felt I had three reasons. Pushed me why we were there. I didn't want to answer. Because I felt the person meant Ernst. I felt that it was too much. Like, you need to know the reason. Like, and if you don't figure that, who said you always find it? You don't always find out. The Rebbeinu Shlom is smarter. He olo mashavayseh mashavayseichem. So it doesn't say you always know why he's in Eiffel. Or the why he's in Eiffel. It's the fell or fell. It's supposed to happen. Why? We don't always know. I'm always find that. I'm a lot. It's interesting to see. Okay, life's fascinating because of that. We find that where the Rebbeinu Shlom puts us. And he puts us in interesting places. We're all sitting in Waterbury, Connecticut, I might say. The chances of this 10 years ago, 6 years ago, 7 years ago, people would have laughed you out in Waterbury, Connecticut, some state in the middle of Connecticut. There's not a from Jew has walked here. Not a minion of from Yidden. In 1940, the gift is that there weren't a minion of from Yidden here. It hasn't been a from Yidden. A minion of from, I don't know if there ever in the history where it was a minion of from Yidden. There are a lot of Yidden, I don't know about from Yidden. We're all sitting here, people from all over the world, and together, people are knowing that the Rebbeinu Shlom runs the world. Rebbeinu Shlom runs the world. That's their chagav. But Kitzur, it says there's a chiv the rice to build a makom. It's a mitzvah say, basisa makom, it's an asay, and a loisa say, loisasim gamin. A person has an area that's 10 tvachim off the ground, and he doesn't build a makom. He has two isurim he's over. First of all, he's over nasei deraisa basisa, and he's over loisa say of loisasim damim. Now, Rambam has a chiddush. This loisa say of loisasim damim is lav davka nevayis. Not the defense of loisasim damim. Shteitach in the Rambam that if a person did the bar in the middle of Rishus Rabba pit, and he doesn't cover it. He's over the rice like sausage dumb. He put a dangerous thing. I thought it says Beisecha. The Rambam says Labdafka. It's Labdafka in your house. Any dangerous thing, the Pinnish Sarabim, he doesn't clear the way. Like sausage dumb, he's over the rice. Like sausage dumb, and don't make a dangerous monster. Also, one is over the rice is not building a fence. Comes the Gemara, and the Gemara says, that. If a person, for the assay of Asisa Makabagayacha, if a person builds a house and he doesn't put a fence, he's over the assay, Sok the Gemara. But if the bias is not Dalit al Dalit, if the house is less than 4x4, then he has no assay of Asisa Makab. He has no assay to build a fence. The house is less than Dalit al Dalit, he has no assay to build a Makab. So it's the Gemara. Frech many, many achrainim. I saw Rav Yashu Ber first, but subsequently I found in many earlier Achrayim, that they ask that once there's no, what's the Gemara saying, a house less than Dalit al Dalit has no assay to build a fence? Anyway, you're even less assay, we saw some Dhamma Vesecha. So the Mainav Kamina, there's no assay. There's no assay to build a fence. Side by side, it's dangerous. The danger doesn't change by how wide the house is. The Gemara is saying, if it's Dalit al, less than Dalit al Dalit, the chiv vasisa maka begagecha, that's the shame bias. If it's not a shame bias, it has no chiv daraisa assay to build a maka. Beseder said there's no assay. Dangerous is not totally whether it's a shame bias or not, it's dangerous either way. Dangerous is totally at all. The Gemara is saying, if it's narrower than Dalit al Dalit, you have no assay to build a maka. Saivasai, I'll have the lysa say it will force me to build a maka. Lysasim damim. So the mainav kamina that you don't have that say. So I fret many, this is what many of the Achrayim ask on this Gemara Sukkah Lufi the Rambam. See, if you learn the Loisa says also off on a bias that's Eva Dalar al Dalar Vesegas, it's saying Yipater. But that the Rambam says the Chiv Loisasim Dom is not totally the bias. He says a bar which is a rabbi that you don't cover, you're even like Sasim Domin. It's not totally in a bias. So Ibazoi, what's the Gemara saying? A house less than dollar on dollar is 2 hours. Not a bias, you know I say. Sinus have the Lois Sasim. So I want to offer two Turutsim. There's a Machlaikis, the Minchas Chinuch, and the Machna Frayim. Minchas Chinuch brings this Machlaikis. If there's a Chiv Daraisa, if I say, to build, to shake a lulav, can I have a Shliach shake a lulav for me? What? Any day, can I have a shliach shake a lulav for me? No. Can't have a shliach. B'pshuta, you need no pasuk. Agam tais quotes lakachtem lekicha lekalech beecha. It's sar lechir. Most told b'pshuta, you know, you ask on tais. B'pshuta, you don't need a pasuk. You can't a mitzvah shevagufay. A mitzvah do your body. You can't make a shliach to do. You can't make a shliach. A mitzvah that's a chalais, that's chal something. You can have a shliach. A mitzvah shevagufay. You can't have a shliach. Comes amidst the raisa to build a fence. Basisa maka! Can I have a guy build a fence for me? It's very nageya. Anybody has planned on building a house, making a house? So could a guy, could you hire a guyish worker to build a fence? Or better yet, even a Jewish worker? Could you have a shliach build a fence? Now, even if you hold, you could have a shliach in certain mitzvahs, but a guy, a shliach has to be varchiyuva. First of all, if not so much, you could have a shliach. Even if you could have a shliach, it would have to be a yid, somebody who's mechuyev himself. Shliach shalom kemais is only true if he himself is a bar chiyuva. So you have a mitzvah in the Torah to build a makkah. So chayyuv, I have to build it myself. It's machlok is minchas chinuch and the machna frayim. If you have to build a makkah yourself, ken zayit, you have to do it yourself. It's a mitzvah shekelula. Build a makkah. It's a mitzvah d'oraisa. That's totally what I say. If it's an assay, so it's a ma'aseh mitzvah. The mitzvah is construction of a makkah. It's like lulav. You can't have somebody do it for you. Or you have to do it yourself. Ma'aseh came now, Rabbi say, that it's only a lois assay. There's no ma'aseh mitzvah to build a fence. Don't have a dangerous matziv. If a guy builds it, now it's not dangerous. There's no ma'aseh mitzvah to build a fence. The mitzvahs don't have a dangerous matziv. Luyiya, a guy does it, it's not a dangerous matziv. I was like, if it's only a lois, say a guy could do it to me, or another yid could do it to me. If it's an assay, it can zay, do it yourself. I never saw anybody machmed it himself. I never heard a shenay. A builder says, build everything, don't build any fences in my house. Don't build any porches. But that would be one afkamina. So the Gemara is saying, a bayi shame by dal dal, there's no assay. You're right as a lois, you have to build a fence. But as the lois assay, you can have a shliach to you. Another teretz would be as a bracha on the mitzvah makkah. You make a bracha, shekin shonim, mitzvah mitzivonu, al mitzvah makkah. Al asiyas matzah, makkah. What? What do you say? Lasseis, the lush is, as shekin shonim, mitzvah mitzivonu, lasseis makkah. Lasseis makkah. There's a mitzvah right, there's a bracha. That's all it does not say. So the construction's a mitzvah, there's a bracha. If it's a leisa, say there's no bracha on the mitzvah. So leisa, there's no etzem mitzvah in the construction, just don't know they just matzah. It's a second third. L'chayr, if it's a leisa, say, the other two, it's mostly you can position a guard at the door. Don't have a dangerous matzah. If you have another echatim, so again, it's not dangerous, it's also to say there. It's just a maka normally is the way to make it not dangerous. L'chayr, you hire a big guy to stand at the door, a very big guy, doesn't let people in there, so to say it's not dangerous. Truth and stam, what the difference is that I say the lois. The pasuk says like this in Perek Chaf Aleph, pasuk of Beis, the chiyah beishchet mishpat mavis. If a person done an avera, a mishpat mavis. He has the punishment of death, v'humas, we have to kill him. V'salisais ala eitz, hang him on a tree. V'loisalim niflase ala eitz, don't hang his body on a tree. Ki kavartik v'renu b'yoymu, bury him that day. It's a law in the Torah. You're not allowed to leave him hanging over the day, overnight. V'loisalim niflase ala eitz, you have to bury him that day. You hang him, you have to bury him that day. Why? Ki killas ala kim tolu, it's b'zyoynis ta'ashem if he's hanging. It's b'zyoynis to Hashem. What's the b'zyoynis? Zakt Rashi, why is it Zernist Hashem? Hafla fella, Zakt Rashi. Zilzulay Shamelechu. It's a zilzul to the Kabiyachal Rabbanu Shalom. Sha'adam asim it musti yuknai. A person's made in Rabbanu Shalom's appearance. The Yisrael ain't banav and the Yisrael are his kinderlach. And he brings a mashal to two brothers who are twins. They look alike. And one becomes a prince and one is a robber. And they hang up the robber. Whoever sees him says, oi, the prince is being hung. So it's a zilzul. It's a bizyainus. It's a bizyainus to the Rabbanu Shalom. The Adam is a bizyain to Hashem.
Don't hang him up at all.
Hafla fella. We want to turn people to do it. We say a lashon in davening, which to me is noir of ayim. A lashon we say in davening. We say on Yom Tovim. The Rebbeinu Shalom, you chose us from the nations. You have a tremendous avatos, you chose us from the nations. Ahavtoi, son, you loved us. You love us. V'ratzisa b'ani, you desire us. V'ratzisa b'ani, you desire us. You raised us up from all the languages of the world. V'kidashtonu b'mitzvosech, you mekadosh us with your mitzvos. V'kayavtonu malkeinu abdesecha, all this rizig ava, this ava aza, this fierce love that you have for us, Yidden. Iber out, on top of this all, higher than all this, these lashonis of love, is v'shimcha agvadu akosh aleinu karasa. You put your name on us. The Chassam Sofer used to say, Rabbi Say, he used to say to Talidim, he'd say, say what you want of my Torah in your name, but don't say any your Torah in my name. You don't represent me, don't say your Torah in my name. And the Rebbeinu Shalom says, Klal Yisrael, say what you want in my name. V'shimcha agvadu akosh aleinu karasa. I want you to represent me. You represent me as I fight that a murderer who's hanging from a tree. It's my vizyonis. Kill us, elikim toloi. You so represent me. There's a din in the Torah you can't hang overnight. Because vizyon d'Hashem, you represent me. It's kaviyachol people say the Rebbeinu Shalom's hanging. It's mamish the mashal pshutai. You have the brother and the sar. You have the prince and his twin brother. And the twin brother is a thief, is a low-life thief. And the twin brother gets hung. People say, look, the sar is being hung, but there's a chiluk in the mashal. In the mashal, the prince didn't choose it. Some say there's just a mistake in identity. In the Rebbeinu Shalom's mashal, the Rebbeinu Shalom designed it that way. He wants you represented. B'shimcha agadu v'akadosh alei karasi, he loves you. With such an ava, you represent the Rebbeinu Shalom. You're in this world, you represent the Rebbeinu Shalom. B'shimcha agadu v'akadosh aleinu karasa, he puts his name on us. His name goes according to our actions. Rachman l'tzlom, we actually like Oikin, his name is the B'yish. Kill us alikim toli. It's a cheapening of the Rebbeinu Shalom. He designed it that we have the same cluster upon that we represent the Rebbeinu Shalom. It's a kilas alikim toli, the achrayis, that every yid represents the Rebbeinu Shalom. This yid went so weit, still he represents the Rebbeinu Shalom. Still, Kozmavi is a ben Adam, he represents the Rebbeinu Shalom. The achrayis, that the person has to he represents the Rebbeinu Shalom to make Yad HaShemayim. B'shimcha agol v'akodesh aleinu karosa. What a reason to trust in us. It's lahafli to trust in that. Amol Yehav. Rav Glustin is a big tzaddik. It's from the tzaddiki Adar, tzaddiki Yisrael Adar. Tzaddiki in our generation today. And Vaisnes, he was upset at the Bachar in the Yeshiva. Rav Glustin is here at tzaddik, kodesh v'tar. And the Bachar did something, shaloi kaya. I don't know what he did. I don't know what the Bachar did. But the Bachar told the Glustin that we have a close shaykhis to him. So Rav Glustin asked somebody to call me up, that I should call Rav Glustin. And he wanted to give me a big nazifah that the Bachar was doing some zachim. I was thinking, it was such a strong mush. I was thinking then that it was such a tzitra to me, this Bachar is representing me. I do a bad enough job representing me myself. I need somebody else. I felt the tzitra, and I chapped I'm not mishchab to myself what it means, the trust the Rishon has in us. The Rishon says, yes, Shimcha Agadol HaKadosh Aleinu Karasa. The Rishon's awesome name, Agadol HaKadosh. You're Peledic name and Aleinu Karasa. This Rabbi Ben Adam said the same thing. My name and his name is not so different. The tax representative. It's not even a good marshal. But it's as best we could do. By me and the Bachs, we're both the same level, Kumar. So we represent each other the same. Maybe he's higher. I could gain on the deal. He represents me. By the Rebbeinu Shalom, Shimcha, Agadol HaKadosh, the Rebbeinu Shalom's awesome name, the Rebbeinu Shalom, Shimcha, Agadol HaKadosh, the Rebbeinu Shalom, it's Agadol HaKadosh, Aleinu Karasa, the trust in the Ben Adam, the trust in what the person can offer to in the world, the trust in must be our kaychas, what we can accomplish. If the Rebbeinu Shalom didn't have such fierce trust in us, so what's he putting his name on us? I'm only have a bocher part of the yeshiva, Baruch Hashem, this yeshiva is a Peldik of Aliyah, of Steiging. Once in a bloom, you have a Bach who was a Shtickle Levedik and didn't yet start his path of Aliyah. And you all look at Mevuyah, she represents the yeshiva. Sam, what is running around, doing who knows what, from Waterbury, he's standing on his, who knows what, drinking, Beisvas. So you say you have a whole yeshiva full of Erlcha. You look at Bachim growing and Steiging, and one guy is carrying on, he represents us. Yishem, so he represents the yeshiva, he represents, this is what, this represents us. Rabbi, so I think about the rizig trust that Rabbi Shalom has in us. He says to each of us, kill us alikim toloi, yid ben adam, I shimcha agadol hakadosh, my rizig name, aleinu karasa, the Rabbi Shalom trusts you, the Rabbi Shalom holds you can do rizig asachin. There's no way he would do such a thing without rizig trust. It must be we have reasonable things we can accomplish. It must be we could bring such glory to his name. If we couldn't, what reason would you put your name on us? The Kvod Shemayim that it must be will be a chaylis to bring. Haflu afela. Shimcha agadol hakadosh aleinu karasa. Yeah. It says in the parasha, there's a mitzvah d'oraisa of hakim takim, of helping a person if his animal's getting overwhelmed under its load. So you have to help him, you have to help him flush it, you have to help him with his packages. Hakim takim imai. There's another mitzvah d'oraisa in the parasha that if the animal's being overwhelmed by its load, there's one you're helping him load up. That's called ta'ina. I'm sorry, there's one if he's loading his animal, you have to help him load. There's another mitzvah in the Torah, a prika. If his animals collapse on the load, to help unload. Two mitzvahs in the Torah, prika tina. Just derech agav, I asked the Rav, and somebody recently told, I didn't see it inside, somebody recently told me it's a tshuvas rashba. I didn't see the tshuvas rashba. I asked the Rav there, it's a thrill, I used to wonder, there's a mitzvah d'oraisa, if a chamor is collapsing on its load, you have a mitzvah d'oraisa to help unload. So I asked the Rav, let's say you see, there's a scroll on the way to Sinet Mir, you see people in America have cars, you see it less. There's a scroll, you can see a yid. In Bukhar, and I used to see this, Shalom, I used to see this. When I pass the Mir, you pass by, that's that tree coming, all the dead, steep downhill, it goes right up into Gula. I used to walk to the Mir, I used to walk there on that. You pass, I forgot the name of the street, what's it called? What? Yoyal, that's what it's called? It goes right through the Bukharan section. I'm only seeing a star, you see a yid, I think there was a star yid there. I see a guy 85, no less than 85, sure, 900. The guy's carrying packages, mamish. So I wonder if I'm in the midst of the rice, I'm on the way to the mirror to learn. You know, I'm a choyv the rice, I got a cow, a donkey's walking by and overwhelmed the Lord. I'm a choyv to help the hail the yid at Tzadik. So I asked the Rav, I'm a choyv the rice. I'm a choyv to go help him carry his packages home. Yeah, so take some packages, I'll give the rice. Somebody told me it's a rajma. If it applies on a chamor, it doesn't apply on a person. If you see somebody schlepping, it's too heavy, you'll hear the rice and help them out. Mashal. I wonder, I used to watch this, I always believe the dim to the guy in the yid. A bacher sees you, like the bacher, I don't think it's that for you, it's not the need to see our beautiful yid and hail the yid, and you see, a bacher sees you do something, rushes to help, what can you do, what can you help one another. I used to have Goyim live next to me. And I was amazed. They would watch me go back with my trunk was full of packages. that I'd go back and forth taking it, not one of them with Bush. These tough guys, and trust me, they weren't busy. They lived next to their neighbors for 3 years. I never saw them busy. For 3 years, they sat on the porch those 3 years, and they schmoozed for 3 years straight on the porch. So they were busy people, and they would watch. They were very bored. How do I know they're bored? You know a guy's bored when you're bringing in packages. So for that, let's say 15 minutes, the entertainment was, they would sit on the porch or just... And when I'd come back, I felt bad. I tried to rush, and I said, I have to get back out. I guess that was like a little break in action. Wash and walk in, and then rush back to the car. Oh my God. And strapping, healthy, you know, tough guys. They mugged two ladies that I... Four guys. And they have coaches. I couldn't believe it. Like, you watch, the Torah says, Lesucha l'salim, he can design, but that's why Shavas Aveda, Azay Tazinimoy, v'salam. I love the lush of the Torah. The lush of the Torah is lahafli. The Rabbi Shalom talks to us. Rabbi, listen to a pasuk. No, I'm not saying Rashi now. I'm not uncles. Listen to a pasuk. Le'siras chamorachicha. Don't see the donkey, your friend. They show you no from that collapsing. V'salam to mayhem. You're gonna look away. Meshugina. Talking, talking, mima. What's the? Just say, help him out. Just listen. I'm not saying any shtick. Look, no drushes. V'salam to mayhem. You're gonna look away. You're crazy. It's like ludicrous. Salam to mayhem. Look away, are you nuts? Torah doesn't just say help him, it says, it says you're crazy, you're not gonna help him. The salam to them, anybody's gonna track not to help. Picture this, it's from the Torah by saying this pasuk put in our blood, this pasuk that we stood at the Hasina, the Rebbeinu Shem told us and tells us every year, puts in our kishkas the exact opposite midah. We are who we are, not stam, we're nice people, because of the Torah. We're not nicer people, for the Torah that does it to us. We are of our character, we're Aza. But because of the Torah, v'salam to mayhem. Shugana. V'salam, those words are what makes us, what moves us, v'salam to mayhem. I don't know the Iclair, is it a mitzvah that I said, yeah, I'm not collapsing, I can take one at a time. Anybody can take one at a time. I'm always misupik. Is that a chiv that I said? Yeah. But tonight, for this chiv, tonight for this chiyuv is imoy. Rav Krohn spoke about it half of the last year. Your old imoy, you mechuyev to help with him. Zot Rashi, imoy with him, Rashi brings from Chazal. That your only mechuyev involved, and he's helping out also. Mahalach, the yashem loy. He sits down and says, okay, you mechuyev for taking my packages. Then, hoyuv alecha mitzvah tzisa. I'm sorry. I'm holding the yashv like I'm like holding a lechem mitzvah. And Mertzitz lahat and toyin pater. If he says it's your mitzvah, do your thing. Then you don't have to do it. Imoy with him has to be. He's also helping himself. Then you join in. Many rebbeim use as a litmus test when they declare that there's always a limited number of time in the day. So yeah, which bacher gets more? Which bacher gets the time for a rebbe to put attention, focus on? So many rebbeim use this as a litmus test. Imay, if the person has a rutz in himself, see he's helping himself. So to say this, then Azik has an imay, help him out, join in with him. How come talking imay? If the pshat is that he's not putting in, speltach an imay. What's this? I want to ask this. I'm not coming by. What's the pshat, Rabbi Saba? What's the pshat? If it's a mitzvah, what chance he's doing it or not? Let's say he's not. Though, he's not a nice guy. He's not nice midas. Why does my chiyuv go off, Rabbi? That's what I want to know. Shtei tochen pasuk. How can you tell me? You can tell me gzeres hakasuv. Olam hashavayis mashpiach. I don't understand it. If it's a mitzvah for me to do chesed with him, so if he's not helping, David, I'm leaving this open ended. I want to hear from him right now. How can you talk to me, Mai? Help him out. If the pshat is that he's not doing for himself, he putter. It's only him. What's the problem? I have a mitzvah. See, he's being a shayfa. He's being a bad guy. Why is that making me putter? You could say Xeris HaKosim. We don't always know Hashem Cheshbainus. Xeris HaKosim. The mitzvah of Xeris HaKosim. Is there anybody with pshat? See, because he's doing some Elamai, just a bad guy. So I should help. So stop saying a bad guy, I don't help. Why this point? If he's not helping with me, then I don't help him.
If you had a mitzvah to do that, it means you're commanded to do that. And and you don't do that, then you're getting an aver for it.
Yes, so why am I getting an aver if he's not helping me?
Exactly.
I'm supposed to help
him. So if he's not helping you, people would definitely not want to do it, so everyone would always get the aver. So since you went most
people... He doesn't want you to, because you wouldn't do it. It'd be too hard of a mitzvah.
Yeah.
Interesting. Should it just be too
hard? Why give everyone an aver?
Should everybody try that? What was your first name again?
Kobe.
What are you trying to Kobe? Chaim, what are you trying to? If he's not doing sex. What's your choice? Is it C for E? It's not with the pshat, but I believe the pshat is. Somebody asked you a vulva. Somebody asked Revolva, somebody wrote an anonymous letter to Revolva. Yossi Sunshine told me this. Somebody wrote an anonymous letter to Revolva. Revolva ripped writing anonymous letters, which I have ripped for years, but not for now. Somebody wrote Revolva an anonymous letter, and they attacked Revolva on 2 points. One is not relevant to this now. 1 point they attacked Revolva on is he doesn't go up to, he knows the Bacher is going through difficulties. He doesn't come up to the Bacher. Why don't you come up to the Bacher and do something about it? Come up, do something about it. Why don't you know he's suffering? Do something about it. So Revolva answered a letter back and put it on the blackboard. He said, I'd like to give it to the one who gave it. He wrote it anonymous, I don't know who you are. And he wrote a letter on the blackboard of the yeshiva, a letter back to why he does it. And he told him that when a person's sick, does the doctor come to your house? You go to the doctor, you call up a doctor. If you don't call him up, a doctor's go door, does anybody sick in the house? They find out, you gotta call. He said to train a person to grow, you gotta train him, you have an issue, you have to go to the doctor. He said, Revolva said, I want to train the Bachurim for life. My goal of everything I do to them is they should steig and grow and be healthy human beings and aliistic human beings. Part of that training is you have to seek him. Part of that training, l'chayr the pshat, is if you, it wouldn't be chesed. It's a very shallow view of chesed. If the guy is sitting there and says, your mitzvah, do it for me, you do it for him, it's a very shallow chesed. You've done more hurt than harm. You've done more harm than help. It's a very shallow, his packages are in and you have a damaged person now. The parents spoil their kid. Chesed, I'm doing so much. They're harming the child. It's not chesed. The pirush is, chesed is not a shallow thing as much as you can physically help the person. Chesed's teeth. They want to pull around, build up the person, make the person better, bigger, stronger, a higher standing. It's a shallow chesed to spoil a kid. It's actually hurting. This person who would help, the Torah is saying, is not chesed if he's not doing it. If he's not doing it, you're training a person to be incompetent. You're training a person not to learn to help himself. If together with him, it's shown, together with him, he's helping, you're doing, and together you're assisting each other, you're being mechazik him in that which he does, and showing him how to do it, and we're doing with him, now you've done chesed, a tifa chesed. Now you've helped the person, and you've shown him how to do it himself. If he's just training not to do it, and to rely on others, it's not chesed. So it doesn't mean the guy's not doing it. I don't know if the Torah is saying, walk away from him, say, why, buddy, you're not doing it. Now the chesed, you don't have to say, buddy, pick up, let me show you. Nice, strong guy. Come. If those had been yet next to it, I would have been mechuyif to do. Just call them over. I would have been mechuyif. Chesed and show them out of here. Let me show you the whole package. Let me show you. Teach you how to do it. The chesed of the guy is not helping is to show him. You can help yourself also. I know there's a chesed people do for us around them. It's just, it's more manipulative than anything. It's almost manipulation. It's popular. When the chesed is to be focused on yenem. To help Yanim, to teach Yanim, to let him grow. In Shir, I'm all people give Shir. My father was the people give Shir. I'm all Bachar walks out of a year Shir. And he says, he learned one thing the whole year. He learned that his Rebbe's an Ilu. That's all he learned the whole year. What's he doesn't stand one Shir, his Rebbe said. His Rebbe's saying, run your Shir. The avoidance of a shir is to teach the bachur to do it on his own. The avoidance of a shir is not to learn the Rebbe's ilui. The avoidance of chesed to yenim is not to learn that yenim is about chesed. If he's sitting there not working, you do everything for him. So what you do have is, oh wow, you're such a bal chesed. him, shh, shh. That's not the point of chesed. The point of chesed is that he's built up. The point of chesed is that he's a changed person, that you did something for the accomplishment. Accomplishment of him, that his packages are in, yeah. That he remains a lazy person. It's not good overall chesed. Work with him. The chesed has to be to train him, to help him, to assist him. So if he's not working, that's not a chesed. You just train the guy to be lazy. You just train the guy the next time you're not around. He won't do it on his own. What happens with the parent who spoils the child? What happens? There's no foresight. What happens when you're not there? Train the child. Teach the child. Teach the child to do for themselves. The Rebbe in Shir, who says a brilliant Shir, a whole chesed, but the Bacher doesn't learn to do it on his own. That's not teaching Torah, that's teaching the Bacher that you're a Talmid Chacham. Doing chesed, he doesn't gain, is teaching him you're a Baal Chesed. It has to be thinking about Yenim that he can do it on his own. The gress the chesed is to train him and show him and guide him. It doesn't mean next time the guy's working, say, I want to show you how to work out better. So help him out, with him together, show him together, and that's chesed. Shachting about Yenim. That's like just push him shot in the bus. And we could blame Kisei next week also.